7. John Cabot, 1497. While Columbus explored the West Indies, another Italian sailed across the Sea of Darkness farther north. His name was John Cabot, and he sailed with a license from Henry VII of England, the first of the Tudor kings. Setting boldly forth from Bristol, England, he crossed the North Atlantic and reached the coast of America north of Nova Scotia. Like Columbus, he thought that he had found the country of the Great Khan. Upon his discovery, English kings based their claim to the right to colonize North America. 8. The naming of America. Many other explorers also visited the newfound lands. Among these was an Italian named Americus Vespucci. Precisely where he went is not clear, but it is clear that he wrote accounts of his voyages, which were printed and read by many persons. In these accounts, he said that what we call South America was not a part of Asia, so he named it the New World. Columbus all the time was declaring that the lands he found were a part of Asia. It was natural, therefore, that people in thinking of the New World should think of Americus Vespucci. Before long, someone even suggested that the New World should be named America in his honor. This was done, and when it became certain that the other lands were not parts of Asia, the name America was given to them also, until the whole continent came to be called America. 9. Balboa and Magellan, 1513-1520. Balboa was a Spaniard who came to San Domingo to seek his fortune. He became a pauper and fled away from those to whom he owed money. After long wanderings, he found himself on a high mountain in the center of the Isthmus of Panama. To the southward sparkled the waters of a new sea. He called it the South Sea. Wading into it waist deep, he waved his sword in the air and took possession of it for his royal master, the King of Spain. This was in 1513. 7 years later, in 1520, Magellan, a Portuguese seaman in the service of the Spanish king, sailed through the Straits of Magellan and entered the same great ocean which he called the Pacific. Thence, northward and westward, he sailed day after day, week after week, and month after month, until he reached the Philippine Islands. The natives killed Magellan, but one of his vessels found her way back to Spain around the Cape of Good Hope.